This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Susan Stamberg. Turkey sees itself as a bridge between West and East. Founded on the ashes of the Ottoman Empire by Ataturk, Muslim Turkey has followed a strict secular ideology, and its powerful military establishment has repeatedly cracked down against the encroaching influence of political Islam. Today, Turkey has thrown its support behind the U.S. in the war on terrorism, but it's still trying to make peace with its Islamic identity. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports from Istanbul.
Throughout Turkey, on billboards, shop windows, and in offices, you can see portraits of a dashing Mustafa Kemal Ataturk followed by his quotations, such as, "The Turkish Republic cannot be a country of sheikhs, dervishes, disciples, and dependents. The most genuine sect is the sect of civilization." The Ataturk ideology, or Kemalism, is based on a strict separation between state and religion, and the constitution entrusts protection of the secular state to the military. In fact, 4 years ago, the military issued a harsh ultimatum that brought down a government led by an Islamist party. Commentator Mehmet Ali Biran says that after that so-called soft coup d'etat, Islamist politicians learned their lesson.
Now, everybody do know up to where they can go playing with Islam. The limits are there, and I do not see anybody really crossing that threshold. It's there. It's very clear.
Another turning point was September 11th. Mehmet Ali Biran says that the terror attacks in America tipped the balance in Turkey's long-running debate on what role religion should play in society.
Islam cannot be a political tool. Islam should not get into governing a country. People are having second thoughts. Even the Islamists here, they are having second thoughts, and they have started to debate among themselves. What Islam? Which Islam?
One prominent Turkish Islamist is 33-year-old Sibel Erazlan. The daughter of secular parents, she embraced Islam while studying law at the university. But she says that strict Kemalist laws against women wearing headscarves in state buildings prevent her from practicing law. So she teamed up with her husband, also a lawyer, who presents in court the cases she prepares. Sibel is an activist for women's causes. In fact, she could be described as an Islamic feminist. And she speaks disdainfully of Afghanistan's Taliban regime.
11 Eylül sonrasında da olmayacak bir şey. Şunun için mesela ben Taliban'la niçin uyuşamam?
Because for me, they are quite like the Kemalists in Turkey. The Kemalists are forcing women not to wear their headscarves, and the Taliban is doing the same thing, the opposite way. Both are actually targeting women's freedom, and I can't support the Taliban.
Turkish Islam is not monolithic. While most Turks are Sunnis, about 15 to 25% of the population is Alevi Muslim, a sect of Shiite origin, but which strongly favors the secularist system. And while there have been tense conflicts between Muslim communities, commentator Mehmet Ali Biran says there's never been a real fundamentalist threat of the kind seen elsewhere in the Muslim world.
No Arabization here, no interpretation of Quran like in Saudi Arabia or Iran. It's entirely different. And the fundamentalists we called, they were mostly more opposition forces, conservative people, using Islam to build opposition. They were not fundamentalists. They were just conservative Islam, that's all.
Nevertheless, in the last few years, the Turkish Constitutional Court has twice banned Islamist political parties, and it's closely monitoring the latest version called Justice and Development. Its leader, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, the former mayor of Istanbul, has been putting forth a pragmatic line, and polls say he's gaining popularity. He was quick to condemn the terrorist attacks in the U.S., and he no longer says Turkey should leave NATO. The man who once said you cannot be secular and a Muslim at the same time now insists his new party has no demands for a religion-based state. Islamist commentator Ugdaran Dilipak says Turkish Islamists are trying to widen their political appeal.
47 şu anda.
Nowadays, at Islamic newspapers, there are not only Muslim people working. There are some leftist people, right-wing people. The Islamic movement is starting to gather lots of different parts of society.
In a country where the army has repeatedly intervened to keep Turkey on its secular Kemalist tracks, its Islamists appear to be singing a new tune. They now even say that joining the European Union is a necessary goal for the well-being of the country. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Istanbul.